الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات. In our discussion of keeping a complete and perfect roza, that we must keep in addition to the basics, roza of the tongue also, roza of the eyes also, and we were discussing about roza of the ears. And roza of the ears, we discussed that a person should not be listening to anything haram, and one common thing which is prevalent is backbiting. Not only to backbite is it haram, to listen is equal in the sin. So a person should avoid that also. And the basics of this to prevent that is that a person must not fall into any discussion. Try and avoid discussions when we are sitting, for example, commonly which happens and which has got other problems with it, is when we are having our snacks at night after Taraweeh. The snacks are quite in order, but then the talking that starts on it. So with the talking, then other discussions also start. All the talks usually start with permissible things, just common things. But in the process then, one person says something and their backbiting starts. Hazrat Ji Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say that having nashta is quite in order. But he says this nashta, with such a long mud, which even tajweed haven't got such a long mud. And that is the talk on the nashta. The nashta you can have breakfast, a snack for 15 minutes, 20 minutes. You can have it quite comfortably, very nicely. But 1 hour you are sitting, or even on meals. And today it has become a style in the ways which are alien to Islam, that when you, for example, you go to a restaurant, you go to a hotel, and sometimes you are in a hurry, but they take so long. First of all, just to come in, put the venue down. And after that, just to bring water. And after that, they bring just one thing and another thing. Take 1 hour, 2 hours sometimes on a meal. That is wastage of time, and that's a separate subject also. But time is one of the most valuable commodities. But we don't even think time as a ni'mat of Allah. We don't see Allah's qudrat in time either. Allah Ta'ala has created time. We just take time for granted. But to be able to create time, what is the khaliqiyat of Adra? Allah Ta'ala. That Allah created a thing like time. And then again, time, the measurement of time also Allah created. That is another very, very great, to be able to measure time. We just take it for granted, 1 year, 1 day, 1 hour, 10 minutes, 20 minutes. But who made this measurement of time? And if we don't have measurement of time, like some places where they want to, for example, one torture method is, they just take your watch away and put you in a room where there are no windows or anything. Then soon you don't know whether it's day, whether it's, and it's such a torture on the mind that you don't know it's day, it's night, what is, for a Muslim for namaz times, but even for an ordinary person, his sleeping routine, he just doesn't know. We don't know the coming of day and night. Inna fi khalqi samawati wal ard wa ikhtilafi al-layli wan nahar la ayatin li ulil albab. There are such great signs of Allah Ta'ala. And we just take it for granted that now it's day, now it's becoming Maghrib time, now we'll be making iftari. But who made the system? And what a system it is. Allahu Akbar. So anyway, that is a whole separate subject, time. Time is so great that Allah took qasam of time. And Allah does not have to take qasam. But Allah has taken qasam, and only of very, very great things Allah takes qasam. So in Wal Asr, Allah took qasam of time. That shows that time is such a great thing. But we hardly get the time to think of how great time is. and more greater than time, that Allah created time. That is how great, to create a physical thing, that Allah made human being. That also is beyond our mind can't work, how Allah has made a human being. But it's a physical thing. To make abstract things, that is Allahu Akbar, so much more greater, that Allah made or created all sentiments also, of feeling happy, of feeling sad, feeling cold, feeling hot. These are all the creations of Allah Ta'ala. هُوَ الَّذِي أَضْحَكَ وَأَبْكَى. It is He who makes you laugh and He who makes you cry. Not by jokes you become happy and that. Otherwise, even if there is a problem, a joke book also, you'll throw it in the fire. It won't mean anything to you. And it is Allah who makes you happy. So Allah's great qudrat. And this is ma'rifat of Allah. How much a person gains this? And he sees Allah. A person can see Allah in time. And time is all the time. There is no time that there isn't time. So a person can see Allah Ta'ala all the time. So anyway, to make time is a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Iman, we all will say generally, is the greatest ni'mat, and it is. But even Iman is such a thing, may Allah protect us, a person can lose Iman and again bring Iman, regain it again. Make tawbah, istighfar again, and he gains his Iman again. But time that is gone can't come back. 1 second that is gone, 1 second can't come back. And our time in this world is not to pass our time. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says so beautifully that a person wants to pass his time. And so sadly, and youngsters usually want to pass their time in Ramadan. Time is not passing, to pass our roza. And the most valuable time of a person is his youth. And that youth wants to pass time. Hazrat says, when you want to pass time, you don't pass time, you fail time. If you, the minute time, you don't make it valuable, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. Immediately, وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. One of the rubbed connection between the two is, a person who doesn't value time, that person is gone in loss. He is suffering a great loss. They're more than all our wealth. People have lost a lot of money, and they regained a lot of money also. People lost their health also. They regain health also. But nobody can get time back. Time which is gone, and because we don't know what is the value of time, we're just letting it flow like water. Like a person who hasn't got value for water, when he needs just a little bit of water, he'll open the tap so much. Because he hasn't got value. Like that, we're just letting time flow. And we don't know what a commodity we are letting pass. When we die, that is not when the eyes close really, but when the eyes open. Then we'll see that this, and the poorest person also has got time. The most sickly person also has got time. Everyone has got time. Then we'll make qadr of time, but of course, unfortunately, there it will be too late. Those who can value time, and time has to be valued not by the years and months, but by the seconds. A person, and there is a famous correct saying, he who looks after his pence, the pounds look after themselves. So the one who looks after his seconds and his minutes, that person will be looking after the hours and the years also. And a person who doesn't look after his seconds, his hours and years will just go also. And life will get destroyed like that. One beautiful example somebody has given. If somebody deposits in your account every day 86,400 rands or whatever the country currency of your country is. But the condition is you must use all of it up that day. What you don't use is going to be written off. A person will go out of his way to withdraw it from that account and use it up. Turn it into something else. Buy gold. Gold is very valuable nowadays. Buy platinum, buy this, buy that, whatever he wants to, he will buy. But my money will get finished. Like that, Allah deposits every morning 86,400 seconds in our account. Now it is for us to use it and transfer it to Akhirat. Turn it into Amal. Turn it into valuable things. And what time is left, that time is lost. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, Meri zindagi ka hasil, Meri zist ka sahara, تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا, تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا. That what is the sum total of my life? What is my life? Also, many buzurgs, Hazrat also, many other buzurgs also, how old are you? Then the age, they say, is only that what we have used to make for akhirat. That is our age. Our age is not that we have passed 50 years, 60 years, but our age is that time that we have used for akhirat. That is what is our age. That is what is of benefit to a person. Otherwise, the other time is going to be against a person. So time is a very, very great commodity. And we, the wastage of time, unfortunately, that takes place. So here in the Khanqah also, we should learn to value time. If a person can value time, he'll make his life extremely valuable. Sheikh Abdul Fattah Abul Ghudda, rahimahullah, was a great Syrian alim who lived in Saudi. And he was a great Hanafi alim, one of the strongest Hanafi alims. He explained, and he had a lot of connection with our ulama of India, Pakistan. He visited one buzurg in India, and in his room, he had two doors in that room. And at both doors, he had sandals. So he asked him, isn't this israf, that you got a pair of sandals here, and if you want to go to said, you can just pick up that. He says, more important and valuable than the sandals is time. If I want to go out from this door, I don't have to waste time to go and fetch my sandals from that door. And if I want to go out from this door, then how long will it take? A small room? Hardly a few seconds. But those are people who have valued time. Hadrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has written, one buzurg measured the time that it takes to eat a meal and just phanke something. Like cereal powder, you just put it in your mouth, you drink water or milk over it, how long that takes. And he saw the difference between the two, that he can say so many times more subhanallah. So he opted just to panke, just put like the food, that food cereal, and just drink water over it and not waste time. Shariat hasn't made that so much, but there's a ghalba hal of somebody, if somebody wants to do that. But then see how they value time. For every moment, I saw my ustad, Hafiz Abdul Rahman Miyasab, how he valued time. That when he would leave for madrasa in the afternoon, which was time to Hambrawa door, then he would appoint one or two students to come to his house. And from his house till the madrasa, they would be Hambrawaing door. So even walking to the madrasa, the time must not be wasted. That also must be made valuable. And then we saw him, Hazrat was a respectable person, a great a buzurg, a alim. And when he used to be coming and he sees somebody coming from the front, and he apprehends that this person is now going to start talking. And people, Nawi Juni Wato, Kemcho, Haruche, all Pala, Dinkro, unnecessary, whole lot of talks. And he apprehends, now my time is going to get. We saw him with our eyes. Through the fence, it wasn't barbed wire. At that time, security wasn't needed so much. He would go through the fence just to avoid the person and be listening Quran Sharif and not fall into some unnecessary talk. So much they had valued time. And today, how we waste time, Allah Akbar. And we hardly strikes us. And who makes tawbah? This valuable asset of time that we are wasting. Hey, if a person wastes water, we say it's israf. If a person wastes anything else, so this time. And also the words that we speak, these are also a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. This also we don't think. A child, little child, every child, Allahu Akbar. Our Shaykh also, the Ahmad Barakatum, says that when a person goes to his Shaykh, he must go as ears and not as a tongue. He must go to listen and not to talk. Some people like to talk all the time. Hazrat explains that a little baby that is born for about one year or so, and some a little longer also, they start talking later, he only listens. He doesn't talk. He's only listening the child. And Allah gave us two ears and one tongue. In there also is an indication that you must hear more and talk less. But some of us, we don't hear at all. Even if you are having in a meeting, even some argument, we just talking, we've got no time to listen to the next argument between husband and wife. We haven't got time to listen. I must just be the one who talks all the time. All the time talking. So a person who listens, that little baby, hears for about 8 months, 9 months, then it starts with its words. And then it starts talking. Why? And a child that is born in a house where they speak English, without learning English, without no grammar, no vocabulary, the child starts speaking English. And the child will speak correct English. The grammar will be also correct if English is spoken in that house. In a house where Urdu is spoken, the child speaks Urdu. In a house where Arabic is spoken, the child speaks Arabic. He was listening all the time, so he starts speaking. So the same way, a person who listens when he comes to his sheikh, he will speak his sheikh's language also. But a person who's talking all the time, whether with the sheikh or otherwise, then that person, he hasn't got time to hear, what is he going to talk? So we should hear. And Allah gave us two ears, so listen more and speak less. So this hearing is also a great ni'mat of Allah tabaraka ta'ala, and it must not be abused. So we shouldn't waste our time, especially in just a futile talks, la yani, fuzur. In fact, one great alim like Imam Abu Zakaria, Muhyiddin Abu Zakaria An-Nawawi rahimahumullah, ulama of the greatest caliber, and other ulama of his caliber have said that the foundation of Islam is on three hadith. If you get hold of these three hadith, you got the whole foundation of Islam. What are the three hadith? And that also, it boils down to two hadith really. Three of these two hadith come into one. The two are, the one is إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ, niyat, intention. And that has got to do with the heart. And the other is أَلَا وَإِنَّ فِي الْجَسَدِ لَمُضْغَةٌ, that there is a piece of flesh in the body. If it's good, the whole body is good. If it's bad, the whole body becomes bad. It's the heart. Niyat also has to do with the heart. So that is one. And the other is with outward actions, min husni islami al-mar'i tarkuhu ma la ya'nihi. The beauty, husn, and this is what is sifata ihsan, what is called tasawwuf, in Arabic, ihsan. This is what it is, that a person must give up fuzul, la yani, unnecessary things. And we fall so much into it. A businessman on his desk, he's got a calendar, a desk calendar. But all the 30 days, the blocks made in it. But by the first already, hardly the first, is 12 o'clock in the afternoon. And he has scribbled so much on that desk pad of his, there is no place to write anything else. Whatever he wrote to remind him that on this date I must do this, that, it's all overshadowed. With all that scribble, you are waiting on the phone for somebody and you are busy writing. And while waiting on the phone also, how lot of fuzul, la yani, Muslim business people, non-Muslims are non-Muslims, we can't complain about them, we got nothing to do with them. That, of music on the phone, and you are listening to music, so your ear is being corrupted with that also. And while you are on hold, and sometimes they forget, they put you on hold. You are gone cold. They don't even remember that you are on hold. You are cold already. And you are busy scribbling it here away all the time, whatever you want to. There is all, how lot waste of that paper. How lot waste, and we will be asked for everything. Allahu Akbar. وَلَتُسَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. On the day of Qiyamah, you will be asked of every ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. And where are we going to be able to answer? So all these things. So anyway, the ears are very, very valuable, and we must learn to use them correctly. So the best is, and especially in Ramzan, if we want the control of the ears, then don't fall into all this discussion. In the Khanqah of Hazraji Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali in Jalalabad, there were people, Salikin, people who came to make the Islah, and they came for 4 months, 40 days. They stayed in one room together. At the end of 4 months, 40 days, they didn't know one another's names. They didn't know from where you come or anything else. Our condition is such, the first 5 minutes, and we know the whole profile of that person. Whole history, we are fully aware of everything of that person. The way we will, as if we are some investigators and we are doing some credit bureau on the person and checking his history and that. The way we will check a person. Whereas there, they wouldn't know anything of that person. One person traveling by train, a grown up person, a youngster, asked him the time. So he wasn't telling him time. When he insisted, he asked him, then he just told him like 4:15, 10:10. So somebody told him, this poor boy is asking you time from so long. Why don't you give him the proper time? So he said that if I give him the proper time, next he'll ask me from where I come. What is my name? And who am I? A whole discussion will start. He'll know my whole history. And then he'll find out that I've got a young daughter. And then he'll want to come propose for my daughter. Now you tell me, a person who hasn't got a watch, I must give him my daughter in marriage. So he cut it off right from the beginning. Doesn't let the talk go any further. And we saw quite a few other people who were so intelligent. We were in Jamaat in Belgium, and the Imam of the Masjid, Arab, so while we were preparing our food, one old alim, so that Imam came and he tried to become like friendly and that. This Imam was just shunning him, this Maulana. So I tell him, why are you doing this, Maulana, the Imam Sahib and that? He says, I know. Next he's going to ask me for milk. So just shun him now. So that he doesn't come to the point that he asked me for our milk. He said, we haven't got lot milk here. And I know he's going to ask me for milk. He did it yesterday. So today I'm just shunning him from the start. So anyway, where the talk starts, we don't know where and where it leads and how many people fell into what problems just because. So control of the tongue, la yani, fuzul of the tongue. One person went for his islah to one buzurg. Then he had a walking stick, and while they were just now, so he had just come. So the delas, mud clods to make his tinja, they were lying there. So with his walking stick, he was breaking them. So the buzurg told his khadim, go and bring another 2 boxes of our delas and put them here. This person enjoys breaking them, let him break all the others also. In there his islah took place. That this is not something to just waste. So these things, we don't even notice it, all this. Hadraji Maulana Inamul Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, somebody was driving him to Heathrow Airport. So that person had a habit of looking around all the time. And how dangerous. When we don't watch these small things, big, big problems happen. So Hadraji asked him just to pull up on the side. When he pulled up, Hadraji told him, now look around as much as you want to. But when you drive again, keep your eyes on the road. Don't look around now. So that can be so dangerous, looking around. We were once traveling, a few friends, and we had one elderly person with us from Eastern Transvaal. And all the scenic drive of Eastern Transvaal, mountains on one side, deep valleys and or cliffs, etc. So that person who was with us, he told our driver, was also a young alim with us, we were all young that time. He told him that you just keep your eyes on the road. You don't look at the scenery. Because otherwise, all of us will be down there at the bottom just now with the whole car. So they look with the eyes, fuzul, la yani, with the tongue, even the ears. Don't listen to unnecessary things. So this talks that we have, they are extremely. And besides that, all that announcements are made. Lights will be put out at 11 o'clock here on top. And then don't sit and discuss also. And you don't realize sometimes, then suddenly one person just laughs out loudly. One person says something. And in this, familiarity breeds contempt. When you become too familiar, then you take advantage of the person. You just told him something. And he was not in a mood at that time. And we have this problem with students over and over. They have fights amongst themselves. They become so free with one another. And then one told the other one something. At that time, that person wasn't in a mood or something. He took the wrong meaning. He took the opposite meaning. And there a fight starts. And a big fight starts. So this we have to. Our tongue also, the words that we speak. Buzurgs, there were such buzurgs that they wrote down everything they wrote. And where can we write down? The amount that we speak, where are we going to be able to write? That means how little they spoke. So they wrote that down, and that also they used to examine at night. Was it necessary to say this? Could I say it in lesser words? Could I say it in fewer sentences? In this way they trained themselves. The islah they made. So all these things are necessary. It doesn't mean a person becomes completely now dumb and he doesn't speak also at all. No, he speaks. But what is necessary, say it in the right way, say it in the correct way. Your intention behind it must also be correct, how you say it. All this. And it's not, today for us generally, we think it's impossible to do this. Because we are gone so out of line, even those of us who are in deen. And this is what is called Islah. Some people think that Islah, what is Islah? We all know what is Islah. Islah is a simple thing. We got no idea of what Islah is. So we think Islah is just nothing. It's just a waste of time going to Khanqah and spending time there, etc. Islah gets done anywhere, everywhere else also. No, all this we've got no idea. Therefore us to think of these things also, it is almost impossible for us. And a person who can make qadr, like a person who value, not to have financial problems, is a simple principle. That don't be stingy and don't be extravagant. A person who is thrifty, no matter what little he gets, he'll live a comfortable life. Our Gujarati old people used to say, stretch your legs only as long as your blanket is, your godru, your lihaf. So how much you have got, just keep your expense. Today the world, not only South Africa, the world, credit is a big problem. People are overspending. The recession that the world went through 2-3 years ago, it was only one thing, spending too much. And the banks were just giving the money to the people to spend. And they were just spending. And what is it? That we are buying things that we don't need. When you got too much money, that is behani masti. When you have too much money, you start buying things what you don't need. And this is not only that the money, some people, money is just too heavy in their pockets. They have to lighten their pocket. Some people got a bimari, a disease. A person who is bipolar, one of his problems is, wherever he's got money, he just spends. Women especially. On cosmetics, on dressing, on shoes. They don't need it at all. They got more than enough of all these things. The amount of shoes our women have got, good ulama's houses you go and you get shocked the amount of shoes the woman. We went to one place, and there was a ladies program, so when we came, I got very happy, so many women came. Afterwards we saw no woman, all the shoes were of the house lady. So much shoes they had, it looks like the whole town had come there. So much shoes there were. So just spending money, with the money, it just can't stay in the pocket. Until we don't empty it out, and now you become a beggar again. And now you have to again, you're battling for money, you're going here, there. No, that should not be the case. So we buy things which we don't need. And to impress people who we don't like. Just to show a point to our neighbors, or to a point to our other family, that we also can travel like this. We also can do this. And to what money that we don't have. All borrowed money. And today how the world is being fooled. Like you see a beautiful advert in a newspaper, aeroplane going in the air, it looks all wonderful, fly now, pay later. And now you fly, and then afterwards you come to know you haven't got money. And now you are battling, now you haven't got money for your water and lights. You haven't got water for your bread and butter. And now you have to be paying all this big amount. How many people commit suicide? How many people go in depressions? All because of the simple thing that we don't look after the small things and then we fall into big, big problems. And Islah, what is Islah? Look, count your words also. Your seconds also don't waste them. Not only money that you are wasting or the other things that what we normally associate with waste. So anyway, coming to our subject, the ears, we have to control them also. And ears, Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala has made it such that the effect on the heart that takes place, one of the greatest sources is the ear. And the ear, the most a person benefits, and that is why dhikrullah has been prescribed. Every person can't make bayan, but every person can make dhikr. and you do zikr on your own, and therefore zikr must be just a little bit whisper, as when we in the masjid. If we are out of the masjid and we're not causing any inconvenience, you can make loud zikr also, no problem. But in the masjid, the adab of the masjid also, and then it not to disturb anyone else. But anyway, that zikr must be such, tilawat in namaz must be such, reading of Quran Sharif, this is important subject, I'll just digress here again. Some people read in their mind. Namaz won't be made in that case. You see a person standing in namaz and his lips are sealed. They don't even move a little bit. He's just reading or he's just moving his tongue inside. And makharij cannot be complete without the lips. Makharij have to pronounce letters, the lips have to be used. And a person whose lips are sealed, so he's reading in his mind, like you read a newspaper, you read a book, a novel, you don't move your tongue and your, you, just like that. But Quran Sharif, what constitutes tilawat of Quran? And tilawat of Quran in namaz is a faraz. If we don't read Quran Sharif, namaz is not made, it's a faraz of namaz. And reading means to move the tongue, to move the lips. And with a little sound that you yourself can hear. So much it must be. If you are just reading in your mind, etc., and the first Allahu Akbar of namaz is also faraz. How many of us, especially at the time if you are late, and the imam is in ruku, and we want to rush, and we just put our hands and we go down in ruku, if we didn't say that first Allahu Akbar, we haven't started namaz. Where are we going to end namaz if we didn't start namaz? So that and that Allahu Akbar must be with the tongues and the lips all moving. Or without that, that Allahu Akbar is not said. All the other Allahu Akbars are not faraz to say it verbally. But the first Allahu Akbar is faraz to say. So, and then to read Quran Sharif in namaz is also faraz. And that must be so much that you can hear it yourself. And again, not so much that you disturb the person next to you. Some people, the people just avoid standing next to them. They get so mixed up in their reading, this person reads so loud. And then, that you have to ask the muftis, where you have to read sirran, and you read jahran. And jahran is where the next person listens, hears. That is called jahr in fiqh. Then now you have to broken one wajib. Is sajdah sahwa wajib on you or not? Ask the muftis over that masala. But anyway, you must read so loud that you can hear yourself. The reason for that is that Allahu Akbar. The ear, Allah Ta'ala has made it, if you just consider it. We can't see our own ears, but we can see everyone else's ears. And our ears also look the same. So we can look at other people's ears. All of you can look at my ears at least. And you can, your ears also are very similar. So the ear, Allah has made it like a funnel. Like if you want to pour in a bottle with a narrow mouth, you use a funnel. The inside is that the thin pipe, and the outside is big like this. So then you pour easily into. The ear is just like that, it's like a funnel. And then inside the passage is like the thin pipe. And then the ear, Allah Ta'ala has made it 360 degrees around, it catches sounds. Not only from the front, from this side, all of that. It brings it into the ear. The ear Allah made that can hear. That is, Allah has made it to hear. And so it comes in, the sound comes in here, it's funneled through then. And from there then it's deciphered. All the, whatever the sounds are. Like on the telephone, they are only wires. Or a satellite telephone, it just goes through the satellite, there is nothing. But then it changes it into sounds and to words. So it changes it, it goes to the mind, and from there the effect comes into the heart. So a person who makes bayan, the most affected is he himself. It sometimes happens after Fajr, many places Jamaat bayan, and all are sleeping. The poor person who's making bayan, he's the only one who's awake. The rest all are sleeping. But it's having effect on him, that because he's hearing and it's having effect on him. So by the ear, the effect goes into the heart. It gets deciphered, the message is given to the brain, and the asar of it goes. Quran Sharif tilawat, if you want to, you can read loud if you're not disturbing somebody. You read soft, but soft also you should read, not like a novel. If you read like that, your whole month's tilawat won't be tilawat. If your lips and your tongue didn't move. If you're only looking, your lips are tight sealed, and you're only looking and you're reading with your eyes, you call it eye reading or reading in the mind, etc., that is not tilawat. And there is no that one sawab, 10 sawab in 25 sawab for reading in your mind. That is for what is called tilawat, and that is when the tongue and the lips will move. So, and that also should be such that your ears can hear, even if you're reading softly, but that you can hear, and the effect goes into your heart. So Allah Ta'ala has made the ear to take all this effect. And this ear is a great ni'mat of Allah. It's not to be abused with other things. So one thing we discussed, backbiting, that a person hears, etc. Slandering, rumor mongering. These are all very closely related diseases, but they are all terrible diseases which destroy a person. Another thing of the ear, which we have to be very careful of today, is music. The enemy is working so hard. One ustad of ours, about 5-6 years now, he went for Umrah in Ramzan Sharif. It was Medina Sharif, the Masjid of Masjid Nabawi. It was Zohar or Asr Namaz, a Sirri Namaz. And a person with a mobile cell phone, with a musical tone, the ringing tone was a musical tone. He was very near to the Imam. And in Namaz, his phone rang. The music sound came. And the mics there are so powerful. The Imam's mic of Masjid Nabawi caught that sound. And music was playing in the whole Masjid Nabawi. And the mics are outside the Masjid also. All the whole of outside also in Ramzan. Music was playing from the Imam's mic. Logo ki cheekhe nikal gaye. What's happening here? Where have we landed ourselves? That music from the Imam's mic in Masjid Nabawi in Ramadan Sharif. This is how the enemy are working, where they have reached. And we unfortunately are fast asleep. Their planning is for 200 years in advance. They've got the plans ready for up to 200 years in detail. And what is beyond 200, they just make a note that's beyond 200. In one meeting, one top businessman of South Africa was some Jewish people, and in the meeting, one person, Jewish man, spoke to another Jewish person. And this Muslim man was sitting next to him and heard what they said. So they were discussing something, and he told him, that's not in our 200 year plan. That's in our beyond 200 year plan. And that is where they are planning, and we are fast asleep. They have made us their agents to take music right into Medina Sharif. You can put your big boards there, no Muslims around. But they made you their couriers and their carriers to carry their music right into Masjid Nabawi and to have it played, music played right on. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I came in this world to destroy musical instruments. It comes in the Hadith Sharif. A person listens to music and it causes nifaq, hypocrisy in the heart. So fast that there is a hadith that in the desert it rains very seldom, desert area. But when it rains, there is a plant overnight, in one night, it grows 4 meters high. And it comes in the hadith that music causes nifaq, hypocrisy to come in the heart more faster than that also. And therefore today, nifaq amali is common everywhere. We are Muslims, but we don't dress like Muslims. We don't live like Muslims. Our lifestyle is not like Muslims. Everything. This is nifaq amali. It's not nifaq i'tiqadi, not as far as belief is concerned. But nifaq amali has become completely widespread. And one of the main causes is listening to music. Then the value of Islam goes out of the person. So on our music, on our cell phones, the ringing tone, many people, and surprisingly good people, like that they know so much about everything, but on their phones they got musical tone. When it's brought to their attention, one simple scapegoat, the children got hold of the phone, and these children, I don't know, every time they're changing my ringing tone, and they're putting musical tone. It's not true. It's not the children who are doing it all the time. Just that we are doing it intentionally or just indifferent. It rings. How much a person, even if your child did change your ringing tone to a musical tone, the first time you heard it, your first priority must to change it now. That how can I be listening to music? Our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says that on a table, flies also come, uninvited guests. And they come also, and they come with how many others also. They bring others also, uninvited. And they take little, little, but Hazrat says they're taking so little, it seems just a little. But that little very soon can become so much that they can open a hotel. They'll have taken so much food that they can open their own hotel also. And just now they'll be able to open a motel. So much they are taking food that they'll be able to open a motel also. So in the same way, this little, little music every time the phone rings. And that is also haram, to listen to music a little bit also. From that point also, to listen to news, etc. Whether it's on the TV, on the radio, these people have planned it in between, they must bring some music. So you are listening to music also. So for a person who is not necessary that he has to know what's happening in the world, he's not a top business tycoon and he has to know the price of the dollar and platinum and oil and gold all the time. He's got nothing to do with all this. He's wasting his time and he's getting all these wrong things, sounds of ladies sometimes and the sounds of music and even men who speak in a stylish way. There is a hadith that warns of speaking. But very sadly today, many of our young ulama, it's an achievement to speak in a stylish way. Tell they don't speak in that stylish way, not a simple, our buzurgs we see, their talks of deen, always in a very simple. And till we don't know the latest speech jargon, all the fancy words that are used, and you don't use them in your bayan, and you don't use that fancy style, and hadith has warned against all this here. Whether it's a man and ladies, Allahu Akbar. Unfortunately, our women who work as secretaries at Muslim firms, non-Muslim firms, if you have to phone there and you hear them, see how they speak, how stylish they are. When they're at home, they're just ordinary, simple. But when they on that as a secretary they are working, they speak so stylish. That stylish speaking is also not permitted. You must just speak simple, straightforward. So this music that we hear all the time, and it has an effect, it brings nifaq, hypocrisy in the heart. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it is narrated from him also, he says that al-ghina ruqiyatu zina, that this listening of music is the stepping stone of adultery, committing zina. By listening it to all the time, today everyone, youngsters especially, big people, learned people, pious people, thoughts of zina coming to their mind all the time. Because of this music that they have made so common. And they have studied our deen so well. They know all our weak points. And that is where they are attacking us on our weak points. So they are bringing this music. So on our cell phones, this musical tones, and that we listen to it every now and then, this is also extremely dangerous for a person. So that also we should take particular care. So generally, these are some of the gunas of the ears which we must try and protect ourselves from. And a person whose hearing is pure and clean, his mind will be pure and clean, his heart will be pure and clean. There is a famous saying, little ears are hearing. Children are hearing. Parents, when they're having arguments and they start swearing, the child learns swear words from there. The abuse, the father abuses the mother verbally. Mother abuses the father. The child learns it also. And it sits into the person. Inevitably, this child, when it grows up, even in its, while it's a child also, it's going to use it. And when it grows up, it's going to use it. The husband used it on the wife, the child will use it on its husband or on its wife. We are planting the seeds of that. So we are careful that this little ears are hearing. And if they hear good things, they get affected with good things. They hear Quran. Another thing on the cell phone, the other opposite extreme is, we put Quran Sharif on there, Surah Fatiha. We put some nizams on there. Now you're in the toilet and your phone rings. Now Quran Sharif is playing in the toilet. That is also totally haram. That is also not permissible. So all this here, adhan we put onto the cell phone, a ringing tone, we think in our mind we are pious, but now it rings while we are in the toilet. That is not permissible also. So just keep a simple ringing tone. And if you like different tones, there are more than enough. The falling of water, waterfall sounds, little children crying, laughing. There are so many sounds you can put, but this music and any deeny thing, or whether it is hadith, whether it is Quran Sharif, that also we shouldn't put as a ringing tone. And we should be careful that even little ears are listening to us all the time. And how we speak, they are being trained like that. We swear in the house, the child is going to swear. We lie in the house, the child, we are teaching the child. And then we want to punish the child for lying. But we taught the child. We use abuse of language. We are making ghibat all the time in the house. The child learns it. It also makes ghibat. And yesterday we were explaining that don't put the alim on the table. That is, that people, we start discussing the maulana of the town. And his meat is the most poisonous. And a person can lose his iman, first of all, and this is a serious matter even with students, unfortunately. That ghibat, to make ghibat of the alim is very enjoyable. That poison is very tasty. And but it's a destroying, it destroys a person. And then if it is our own ustad, how much more? But students made ghibat of ustad, and ghibat is this also, that they imitate the ustad. This ustad gives his sabak like this, he's got a habit of saying this, a habit of doing that. If you say it in front of the ustad, he won't like it. So that is also ghibat, that is also common. And unfortunately, then how can there be barkat in the knowledge of the student? When he makes ghibat of his own ustad, his greatest benefactor from whom you are getting your ilm and your deen. In one hadith it comes that when you want to take your knowledge, then see that from whom you are taking your deen. In other words, ilm and deen has been categorized as one thing. Because from ilm, your deen comes to you. So if you make ghibat of your ustad, etc., if you make ghibat of any of your benefactors, that person is not worth anything whatsoever. So we end in talking, this is a guna of the tongue, and it relates because you hearing it also. In fact, our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says that from some people say that it's a waste of time telling people who listens. Kaun hamre aaje? Koi nahi hamre. No use telling people nobody listens. He says that, our Shaykh says, that person must read his kalima again. A person who says like that, it's waste of time telling people nobody listens, that person must read his kalima. Because Allah Ta'ala says, وَذَكِّرْ remind. فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. A reminder is beneficial for the believers. So the Quran says it is beneficial, and you say it's not beneficial. You say it's a waste of time. Nobody listens. So you have spoken directly against the Quran Sharif. And Hazrat says, when you make bayan, when you speak, you're reminding people, the first person to listen is you yourself. Your ears are right. It's not by what you're talking, you're listening. The sound is going in your ear. And of all of us sitting here right now, presently, my ears are the most closest to my tongue and to my mouth. Everyone else is about a meter away, but my own is just hardly a cubit, hardly a hand's length. My own ears are. And what you speak, that also has effect on you. And one of the ways of brainwashing a person to make him a atheist, to make him a, what is this economic system of the atheist? Communist. A communist and all the socialism, repeat all those things. That theory of this, just repeat it. Eventually it will become part of you. You'll become convinced with it. And you yourself will say that. That is why zikr is there. Repeat la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah will come into your heart. The haqiqat of it. Even, and this is also a great lesson. Many people have this problem. I'm not getting Allah's muhabbat. One simple way is that even if you know you haven't got Allah's muhabbat in your heart, speak to Allah. Ya Allah, I love you. Oh Allah, your kamalat. Just think of all the perfection of Allah. The jamal, the beauty, the nawal, Allah's favors. Oh Allah, I just love you. Just by saying it all the time, love will come into a person. Just by saying the words, Allahu Akbar. Our Shaykh, Damat Barakatum, taught us that, for example, the love of the Shaykh, even if you don't find love in your heart of your Shaykh, but tell him, I love you. That is the seed you have planted. And the tree doesn't grow. The minute you put the seed in the ground, the tree doesn't grow. It will take time. But you have put the seed and now water it, look after it, and you keep on doing that, and you think in your heart, oh, my Shaykh is so good, my what Allah Ta'ala, my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Deen of Islam is so beautiful. Say these things to yourself, say it, and then the reality will come into it. Without saying it, it's not going to come. You keep on repeating, keep on saying it, and then sincerity will also come afterwards. At the beginning, there may be no sincerity. It will, when we make zikr, one of the main muraqabas of Allah, 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 and then say, oh Allah, I love you. Oh Allah, I can't live without you. Oh Allah, you are so wonderful. 100 times, how is it that Allah won't give you one bit of His love?
Allah.
That you are telling Allah Ta'ala, any person, every person is in need of love. Everyone wants love. And wherever you get love, you just fall for it. And that is also, that's a separate subject, but in the house where there isn't love, and somebody from outside gives you love, you just, then all the whole terrible cycle starts from there. Every person, so you tell Allah, I love you, I need you, you are everything. How can't you get Allah's love? So anyway, with the ears also, so in the roza of the ears in Ramzan, even permissible things don't listen. Try and avoid that also completely. On the snacks, if you have to speak, very, very little. Let anyone call you a snob, no problem. Let they call you a recluse, you're an introvert, you whatever they want to, but you make your Islam. And you don't even listen to what are permissible things, what are necessary you have to hear. And also a great principle that works, that when we don't do the things we are supposed to do, we do things what we are not supposed to. So when we talk all other things and hear other things, announcements are made so much of so many things, nobody hears them. The other wrong things, we hear them so quickly. With children, you notice this so much. You tell them to do something, they don't hear. But other things like that they are very sharp for you. Because the things that we, when we don't do the things that we are supposed to do, it's a natural law, we do things that we are not supposed to do. When we don't think of Allah Ta'ala, we'll think of other things, in namaz, etc. So our ears also, use them for the correct thing. And in Ramzan, Roza, and out of Roza, whole Ramzan, even permissible things what are not necessary, don't hear that also. Only what is necessary, hear that, and Allah will save us from hearing haram, and hearing music, hearing backbiting, Allah will save us. And a person whose mind is free, who doesn't think bad, doesn't hear bad about other people, he doesn't think bad. When we think bad about others, the first person that suffers is you yourself. You start becoming, feeling bad. And when you think good of everyone, you think you yourself are the first person to benefit, and you feel nice and light and happy. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with perfect rozas and make our complete and perfect Islam and the whole ummah, inshallah.